and that will do it. So Tennessee moves to 8-5 on the season, and plenty to play for in the coming weeks.
They put themselves in good position, tied for first place with Houston, and they got Houston two of the next 3 weeks. Mike Vrabel has his crew going, and Ryan Tannehill as a starting quarterback, 6-1.
Once again, 42-21, Tennessee.
Titans win, baby! Titans in first place, three games to go, two against the Texans. I don't know how much you can ask for. It is Titans Monday. Jared the GM, 615-737-1025. Call, text your reaction today. GM, how are you today?
I am outstanding.
You should be outstanding. Yeah. Yesterday was a great half of football from the Tennessee Titans in the second half. The first half, we'll talk about that. But the second half was a great half of football. Floyd, do you want to start or do you want me to go with our takes?
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say this. You told me, and I have learned from your wisdom now, this is our fourth football season together, and I have learned from your wisdom every which way. And I will make takes and decisions based upon, well, you know what Floyd says? And you said, coming into this season, you said, there will be a moment with Mariota that we know either he's the guy or he's not the guy. And then that moment came and went. And they made the change. And we knew. And then you said with Tannehill, there's going to be the moment where you either know he's the guy or you know that he's probably not the guy. And last night I thought about this. I said, do I wait for the Texan games before I decide whether or not he's the guy? And I can't do it. He's the guy. He is the man. He is the guy. And you kept saying, you know, hey, he's good for you when he's throwing for 230 yards and Derek's running the ball and all of those things. He threw for 391 yards yesterday. And I know Oakland stinks, especially on defense. But he threw for 391. He was hitting them with the bomb. He was throwing it down the field. He was throwing it short and letting guys make plays with it. He hit every receiver the Titans have ever had in the history of the franchise. I think Chris Sanders caught a pass yesterday. Tannehill was hitting so many receivers. He is the guy. As crazy as all the offseason and the 4 years of Marcus and all the talk about, is Marcus the guy? Is Marcus not the guy? Okay, trade for this guy to be the backup because Marcus is too hurt. You're only going to pay him $2 million. You know, let's see where this goes. All right, make the move. See if that can provide a spark. He's a franchise quarterback, and it's right in your lap. And he is your guy. He is it. And yesterday, to me, was the game where I said, you kept saying there's going to be a moment. There's going to be a moment where you know. And yesterday was the moment for me. I know. I am in. He is the franchise quarterback. He is the man. Give him the money. Show him the money, Jerry. He is the man. I'm watching Tannehill play yesterday. And I said this to my dad yesterday. I said, Floyd gives a game ball every time they win. He only gives one offensive game ball. And I think he's given Tannehill a game ball in four straight games. And you know he's given Tannehill a game ball today. How many game balls in a row does Tannehill have to get before you say, okay, he is the man. He is the guy. And I'm there. And I thought real hard yesterday about, you know, do I wait for the Texan game? And if he goes out there and slays the Texans this week, then you know, no. And I was like, you know what? No. I feel it in my heart. I know. Tannehill proved to me yesterday he is the man. They had a sloppy first half of football. Didn't love a lot of the things they did. They got to go get a new kicker because this guy can't kick anymore. But other than that, great second half, great team defense, great plays by a lot of random guys like Jonnu Smith and Ty Smith and all Jayon Brown and A.J. Brown. And they're all making plays. And on to Houston because this is the biggest game of the season upcoming this week. But I'm in. I am in. Ryan Tannehill, this is the moment, Floyd. I am in. Your thoughts on yesterday's game?
Was that your thoughts on the game?
Oh, I'm so in on Tannehill.
What about the game? You didn't mention anything about the game.
I told you, they played sloppy at the beginning. They played great. Tannehill is the man. That's my thought.
I thought that, in the first half, the offense did a great job in the first half of keeping us in the game. you know, they were not gonna back off. And so if they were gonna score 28, we were gonna have scored 28, and vice versa. And that's kind of the way it worked out. That was really good. The defense was not up to par in the first half. Now the defense is suffering some issues. We know that, and maybe that's part of it. But I have more, the better the competition gets, the more and more concerns I have about our defense. So, you know, we've got work to do. Now, the second half was obvious. You know, the second half kind of turned in, for whatever reason, and I don't know what the reason is, because you try to do this every place you've been, but it just doesn't happen very often. But this team, when they get into the second half, now they're a different team. I mean, the defense played differently, much more aggressive. And I don't know that, you know, maybe it's things that Dean did at halftime that made a difference. But if that was the case, we can't wait till halftime for these next three.
No.
So, you know, whatever it was, we need to get that done a little bit earlier. You know, I think the defense played well. The offense continued. We finally started getting some big plays. We couldn't get a big play in the first half. And then we turn around and we get a fumble and we take it in. That was giant. You know, we start doing some things that really has helped us in the last, especially 2 or 3 weeks, to come out with these wins. And so you finish good. I mean, we put up a lot of numbers. You know, they put up numbers. I mean, I don't. I mean, it was a nice win. You know, I didn't. We've played better games, in my opinion.
Not offensively, though.
But it did, you know, end up in a nice win, and I think I agree with you. I mean, we, you know, we're doing a great job of getting the ball to everybody on offense. I mean, that Blassing game
had two huge
comes
catches.
In and makes plays left and right. You're thinking, who is this guy? 41? Who is he? Look at that catch. So, you know, I mean, at Pruitt, everybody's getting a shot now. And I want to say, if you look at that offensive roster, just about every single person had a chance to touch the ball on the roster, you know, maybe one or two.
Vrabel said so. Every single person on the team except for Cody Hollister touched the football yesterday.
Okay, there you go. So, you know, they all got a shot at it, which, as we said before, is really, really healthy. But and I heard A.J. Brown say it at some point in time. He said something along the lines of, you know, if you go out there and if you run the right pattern and you're in the right spot and you look, you're going to get the ball. And I think that's kind of the bottom line for all these guys, is they believe that, hey, if I go out here and I do what I'm supposed to, the ball is coming my way. And that's proven to be true. So, you know, still some issues. Everything that's happened up to this point is dead and gone now.
It's you and the Texans.
The season starts this week. And so, you know, what's happened and whatever's matter, it's all for naught. Right now, it's a 3-game season and starts this week.
I am so excited, too. Like, I am so truly excited about the Texans game, about what's on the table this week, what's on the table the last 3 weeks of the season. And Tannehill has gotten them there. And you brought up, I mean, there are so many guys that deserve credit for yesterday's game. You brought up Blassing game. He made two humongous third down catches yesterday.
Big plays.
I mean, huge catches yesterday. And he was on somebody's practice squad 3 weeks ago, like Minnesota or something like that. Just signed him off the practice squad. And now he's a big-time contributor. I'm with you. The first half defense was a huge red flag in each of the last two games, but especially yesterday. I mean, these running backs for Oakland, I had never heard of these guys. And they were running just as effectively as Derrick Henry was in the
first
half.
Down. You know, they were going in there on first down. They're ripping off 6-7 yards of whack. And so, you know, it's constantly second and three or second and four. And, you know, you just can't keep people from converting when they get that much on first down. And we just had a heck of a time. Now, if we went out there and stopped them, and made it second and 11, then a lot of times we forced them to punt. But, man, oh, man, that was tough.
I was really disappointed by the lack of the defense's ability to hold Oakland to three on the opening drive. When Tannehill throws the interception, and I didn't love the play calls series from Arthur Smith. They couldn't stop Derrick Henry, and he calls back-to-back screens, and I didn't like either one of them, and the second one gets tipped, and it falls into the hands of their guy. Tannehill makes an incredible tackle.
That was as good a form tackle as anybody on that team has made.
That was an incredible tackle.
Like a safety.
And he drills
and
the guy.
That's a 320-pound guy or something.
And I was just hoping the defense was going to hold them to 3 points, and then you'd get back on track and so on and so forth. The other thing, we've talked about this every week since he's become the quarterback. Big plays. And they got tons of big plays yesterday. Big play, obviously, the 91-yarder to A.J. Brown. Big play from Pruitt. Big plays from Henry. Big plays from Blasingame. Big plays. I'll tell you what I thought was an even bigger play was the Nate Davis hold. Did they call back a touchdown on the Nate Davis hold?
Yes.
So that was the one to Ferkser,
right?
Right
around and threw it to
Brown. So it was Ferkser that caught it. Because I was looking at the stat sheet. I'm like, I swear to God, Ferkser caught a touchdown yesterday. And so they throw the touchdown. It comes off the board. 3rd and 13. I'm thinking, oh, God, well, you're going to try to see if this field goal kicker can make a field goal. And, you know, it's going to be a handoff to Dion, gain of 3. Here comes the field goal. And he throws it to A.J., and I see the guy on A.J.'s hip, and I'm like, it's hard to bring A.J. down now. Once he gets the ball in his hands, it's not a sure thing you're going to be able to tackle A.J. Brown. And A.J. just glides right into the end zone. And I thought, God, they're getting every big play. And the other thing, too, Ty Smith, what a great job. Second week in a row, Ty Smith has made a huge play for this football
team. I think that's the third fumble he's caused in 2 weeks.
Because he caused the one at the end of the Colt game.
He got two last week, and he got one this week, and the one he got this week couldn't have been any prettier.
Oh, that
ball
sat there on
the
ground. You
talk about the ball just doing what you wanted it to do. It would have been so easy to roll out of bounds, but nope, it just dropped and spun there. And Brown, what about Brown on the goal line?
Which Brown? A.J. or Jayon?
No,
oh, Jayon jumping the guy?
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on that whole series. I thought that was the worst officiated series of the day until I saw what happened in the Patriot game. But that's a whole other thing because it's Titans Monday. Get your calls in, 615-737-1025. We'll also take your texts, 615-737-1025. Your reaction. Here are the questions for the callers. One, your thoughts on the game yesterday. Two, are you with me? Are you sold? Is Tannehill the franchise quarterback? Have you got to the point where I am where I said yesterday was the moment that I knew? And when you know, as Floyd has told us. And I am convinced yesterday was. And three, do you believe in this team? Because I think there have been a lot of Titan teams that a lot of people have been very cautious for good reason. They're very cautious about believing in. This team feels different. Let's take your phones. 615-737-1025. Who gets a game ball from Floyd? Because there's about 17 people that deserve them. We'll get to that coming up next. And has Tannehill made us believers? Jared and the GM on a Titans Monday, live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's ESPN 1025, the game.
Derrick Henry coming into this game with 1,140 on the ground and 50 in the first quarter. Well, Chris Johnson had that track speed. It was like every time he touched the ball, there was a chance it was going the distance. Tannehill, under pressure, going to throw it deep, has his man open down the middle of the field, and he's got him! A.J. Brown to the end zone for the touchdown! 91 yards!
Yeah, A.J. ran a great route. You know, we had a play action there against quarters coverage. A.J. Ran a great route on the outside, beat his man. Saw the safety squad and was able to put the ball up over the top.
Was it tough hanging in there with that pressure?
I mean, I'll take that hit every time to throw a 91-yard touchdown. That was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. Ryan Tannehill, 91 yards. Just one of like the 37 highlight reel plays the Titans made yesterday. It's like I don't even recognize this team anymore, Floyd, when I see plays like that.
There were a lot of them. There have been for the last couple of weeks.
I mean, I was talking to you before the show. That catch Jonnu Smith made on that touchdown, that was a freaking great catch. That he's going up, getting interfered with as he's going up, and he grabs the ball and he comes down with it. Blasingame had big catches that were not easy to make. I'm just, the Titans, it doesn't matter who it is, they just keep doing it with him at quarterback. Okay, game ball time. Who's got your three game balls, Floyd? One offense, one defense, one special teams. And I mean, I get on you for always giving the game ball to Tannehill. Did you, you gave the game ball to Tannehill, didn't you?
No.
A.J.?
A.J. Brown.
Hey! Only because you've given Tannehill four in a row.
And really, not for the 91-yarder. In my opinion, the second touchdown was more impressive.
More impressive and bigger.
He had to catch it and was going to take some shots now. I mean, there were at least two defenders standing there, and he was going to have to find a way to beat them. But because he is kind of a squatty-bodied kind of guy, you know, I mean, he is thick, and I think that allows him to run through some of those, you know, otherwise tackles that that DBs are back there thinking they're going to, you know, this guy's a receiver, we'll tackle him like all the other receivers, and you go, whoa, wait a minute now, this guy's really a running back. So I would give it to A.J. Brown.
So they've got, he's Derrick Henry at wide receiver. He's got so many big plays in him. Like, he's a good player. Not an elite wide receiver. I mean, right. He's not Julio, but then he can just go the distance at any time on any play, just like Derrick Henry.
On
defensive game.
On defense, I would give it to.
Do you want me to guess?
Brown.
Jayon Brown?
Yes.
Even though Ty Smith forced the fumble?
Yeah, Ty Smith did play well. But I also love the goal line play. The vaulting over the top. I mean, he just flew. We used to call it jump the jumper. We used to coach that, and it was great. But I mean, he is, people have no idea either what a great guess the timing of that thing was, or a tremendous instinct for the timing of that play, because there is nothing easy about doing that and not being too early or being too late. So I would give it to him. Special teams, I got no idea. Who does, it doesn't.
Anyone, you know, but the kicker.
Raymond, I would say Raymond, you know, he had a couple of returns that were decent. I guess I could give it to him. I could also give it to, who was it? Somebody made a couple of plays on kick cover.
Was it David Long?
No.
I think who I'd give it to on special teams, but it's not really for what they did on special teams, even though they're a core special teamer. Blasingame. I mean, he played a heck of a game yesterday. Vrabel today was talking about Blasingame and how big his blocks were for Derrick Henry, but he had two humongous catches in that game. And there's not one guy, when the Titans run a play, there is not one guy who runs onto the field who is not a threat to make a play. Whether it's Firkser or Tajay Sharp, or Raymond, or Blasingame, or even Dion. There is not one guy out there who's not there. So I just say give the third game ball to Blasingame, because we'll probably...
He didn't even know.
We'll never have another chance to give him a game ball.
I don't care. I'm not giving him a game ball from special teams for making catches. That's not the way it works.
You can't
you
even remember who you want to give the game ball to
on
special
teams. Give it to Raymond, the returner.
All right, you give it to Raymond. He did a good job of fair catching on punts.
Yeah.
Let's go to your phones. Reaction Titans Monday. Dan, kick us off. Thank you for calling. Go ahead, Dan.
All right, Jared. Don't hang up on me, buddy. This is Dolphin Dan. I called you about 3 weeks ago and asked you the question about Mr. Gruden and his assessment of Ryan Tannehill coming out as a quarterback. He compared him to Andrew Luck. He didn't say he was Andrew Luck. He said he had the skill set, neck up, neck down, and now you're seeing it. I'm really sorry that my Dolphins treated him the way they did. I want to see this kid succeed. Congratulations. You've got you a good quarterback, and I just hope he plays well.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. The New York
papers, I was reading this. There was a story about how the Jets were able to hang on against the Dolphins. I was just reading the New York papers. They are slamming Adam Gase for a lot of things, and one of the nuggets they keep throwing in there is how Gase would privately tell people that Tannehill was the problem. And Tannehill is making Gase look like a dummy right now. And there's no doubt about that. And even Gruden, after the game, when Gruden got to the podium, and when he was just saying, hey, Ryan Tannehill, everything Tannehill's doing, that you could tell Gruden has quarterback envy when he took to the podium. Not the one on the offense, Ian, but the other one from John Gruden. This was Gruden as soon as he got to the podium yesterday.
I'd like to congratulate the Tennessee Titans. They came in here and really put a show on offensively. Tannehill is playing extremely well.
You know, it was almost like quarterback envy when Gruden got up there like, yeah, I wish I had that guy, man. I'll tell you what, he's a great player, man. Oh, goodness. Let's go to Trey, who's up next on Derrick Henry. What's up, Trey?
Hey, guys. First thing I want to say, answer your questions, Jared. A, for once, I'm with you. I'm in on Tannehill, man. B, I believe in this team. I think they really do have a lot going for them, especially I think the offensive line played better yesterday, too. That's something y'all hadn't mentioned yet, on top of everybody else playing good. So that was fantastic. And then with Derrick Henry, I was just curious. I hadn't heard, what's the status on his injury? Are we expecting a full return? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for the call. Mike Vrabel said today that it's going to be the same as last week and that it's just maintenance and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm worried about Derrick Henry, to be honest with you. You know,
sure. Hamstrings.
Him going to the locker room and him wrapping it up. Like, and
well, the good part was they were able to do all that. You know, that's what was nice. The score of the game wasn't 3-3. You know, and you had to have him in there. So, you know, you were actually able to give him that second half, part of the second half, you know, go chill.
Once Jayon Brown ran the ball in the end zone, I said, Derek, put the ball cap on. You're done. You know, because you're up by 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter at that point. Like, I don't need to see Derek Henry back in the football game.
And they were trying to work it through. They were trying to keep it cold. They were getting... I'm sure he went in and, you know, they gave him some fluids or something. I don't know. But, you know, did something to kind of rehab it a little bit. And so he was going to be able to go if he had to. And then, you know, when you jump out and things change, then all of a sudden he can chill.
Rico is up next on Titans Monday. What's up, Rico?
What's going on, my brother?
You tell me.
You know what? I think I am sold in on Tannehill. I'm a barber. And I told all my clients, I told all my barber brothers, I think it's the Nashville hot chicken. Whatever routine Tannehill is doing, he needs to keep it up because I'm very excited. I got my Titans on from head to toe as we speak. I'm going to keep it up, you know. Tannehill needs to keep it up. Go Titans.
Hey, you know what? Thank you for your call,
Rico. Hot chicken doing
and
it, huh?
I would say this. We should probably do the show from the barbershop because I guarantee you that we'd get some interesting personalities on that. Floyd, I am convinced that Adam Gase is just such a bad coach that he held Tannehill back and that the Miami Dolphins gifted you a franchise quarterback. It's like every game, every single freaking game, you're like, Tannehill can't do more than Tannehill's already doing. You know what was one of the more impressive things he did yesterday of all the things he did? Was that drive right before the half when Suckup, who can't kick anymore, missed the kick. Like, that was, what was it, 12 seconds on the clock? You're tied at 21. Tannehill gets the ball and goes right down the field with it. Now, Oakland's defense is horrible. I mean, we have really got to, when getting excited about this game and thinking about the Texan game, we have really got to assess how bad the Raiders are because the Raiders are truly pathetic. But, I mean, he goes right down the field to Tannehill. This guy is so locked in. He is so in command. It's like that Lone Star song where everything you do, I am amazed every single time. I am amazed by Tannehill. I am just so in on Tannehill. Back to your phones next. 615-737-1025 on Titans Monday. Plus, what Gruden said about the Titans offense. And I am going to make Floyd a promise that is going to be very difficult for me to keep. But I'm going to make it. And we'll do that next. 615-737-1025. Jared and the GM right here on ESPN 1025 The Game. You know what else I'm sold on? Authentically American. That's right. AuthenticallyAmerican.us. Use my name, Jared, at promo code J-A-R-E-D. My name, Jared, for 20% off at checkout. That's right. Promo code Jared. Authentically American has the best in all clothing needs, whether it's just for you or like our business, your entire company. That's why we use them because it's made in the USA quality, and that's what we like, the highest of quality. Authentically American makes a great gift for dad or brother or sister or whomever. Authentically American, check out the entire Made in the USA collection online at AuthenticallyAmerican.us. That's Authentically American, the next iconic brand that is truly American-made. Jared. Jared and the GM. Titans Monday. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What you're seeing from your quarterback right now since Ryan Tannehill took over as a starting quarterback, in terms of how this offense is buzzing, how would you describe it best?
I mean, I get this question like week after week, and every week he does the same thing. So he just playing his behind off, and he's doing a lot of great things for us. Man, we want to keep this thing going, but he's playing out of his mind.
Playing out of his mind, says Derrick Henry, and I feel the same way about Ryan Tannehill as Derrick Henry did right there when he goes, I get the same question every week about how he's playing. He's great, and he is killing it, and I just, you know, I'm getting older in life, so there are certain things that happen in the middle of the night, I guess, when you get older that didn't always happen before, and so I'm sitting there. And for some reason, I'm thinking about Tannehill this morning, I guess maybe like 2, 3 in the morning. I'm thinking about this, and I'm like, do I say that I'm in on Tannehill? Is this the moment? Like, is this the moment where I say I am in? He's my guy. I am. Or do I wait for the Texan game? Because if he goes out there this week and he does to the Texans what he's doing to everybody else, that's a totally different. I mean, that is a – even you might have to get on board with that one. But I decided, no, I'm sold. You said you will know when you know, and I feel like I know. So I am making a promise to you, Floyd.
Oh, jeez.
I will not flip-flop on Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, do you flip-flop?
For at least 1 year.
Oh,
so
no,
mark
no.
this day down.
No, forget the 1 year.
December 9th. I will
this
not question.
Is however long the contract is. However long the contract is.
Well, I mean, like,
you've
if it's a five-year deal and 4 years there's no cap
I'm sorry.
Charge.
I mean, you just spent a whole half an hour just preaching on the guy.
Fine. I'll franchise him, and at the end of next year, I will be committed to him.
No, franchise for the length of the contract.
I believe.
For the length of the contract?
I believe.
For the length of the contract.
How long is the contract?
Well, I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I can't go there
yet. You getting this in?
For 1 year.
Oh, you're going to flip-flop.
For
you,
1 year.
You know what? If they lose this week, you'll flip-flop.
By the way, speaking of flip-flopping and you know, getting the tape, you got me after the Kansas City game when I said there was no chance they were going to beat Kansas City. And you always pumped it. Oh, what if? And you threw that right back in my face. Well, I got a bunch of texts yesterday from people who were asking me about something you said on Friday, and I got you.
On Friday? Okay.
Okay, this is going to be a tough one to swallow. Denver at Houston, that's a noon start in Houston.
Yeah, good luck.
Do we have any prayer?
No.
Drew Lock won his debut as a starter at home against the Chargers.
It's a trap game for Houston, too.
Is it a trap game, though? I mean, there's trap games, and then there's playing teams
that's
who tough. Suck.
Like that's true, but coming off of Patriots and then Titans next week?
Patriots so. And Colts, and they got the Titans coming up next week.
We can hope.
I'm asking you about Denver and Houston, and you're just like...
I said no hope. What else do I need to say?
Any chance.
No.
Why?
Because they're that much better.
Oh, no. So we're just going to have to assume that the Texans are going to win that
yes,
game.
They are. Ian... Ian hit it right on the head.
Oh, yeah. They were so looking forward to the Titans.
Trap game. That was perfect, Ian.
I know we were worried about this being a trap game. And, I mean, the Titans, they played their butt off, even though defense, I don't know what happened at the beginning of the game. But, I mean, the Texans, and they are just slamming O'Brien in Houston. I read all the articles. Solomon is killing him. Smith, whoever writes down there, is killing him. John McClain is killing him. I mean, they are killing him. Down there in Houston. Back to your phones we go. Brandon on Tannehill. Thank you for calling. Go ahead, Brandon.
All right. I just got to say that for the first time in a long time, I feel proud of this team. I don't have to wake up on a Sunday and, you know, freak out constantly all day, start drinking early. you actually feel like we have a team that can compete and that wants to compete. Seeing Denver dismantle Houston, seeing Winston throw probably, what, close to 500 yards against the Colts? That makes me feel really, really good going into these next few games. And I'm definitely sold on Tannehill. I think he's the next guy up, and that's all I had to say, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you for the call. I would say this about the Houston game. I don't know how we were able to host a pregame show yesterday because we were not focused on the pregame show. We were watching the Houston-Denver game, and I remember at one point I was throwing it to break, and Chris Sanders is like, oh, no! And I'm like, Chris, like, I mean, you know. But we're watching it. I mean, you could not have asked for a better football day yesterday. Defense play a little bit better in the first half.
That should have given you an indication of things to come, that game. Because
well,
we were all shocked.
No, I when I see
watching.
When I see a game like that, I get worried that, oh, no. See, now everything is setting up. The Red Sea is parting for the Titans. And all of a sudden, the Titans are going to go and blow it to Oakland. I mean, I even got for a second, once the Titans ran the touchdown back on the fumble, I flipped on the Arizona-Pittsburgh game. I even started to think for a second, Arizona might be out there to help the Titans out yesterday. Arizona's just so rotten. There's nothing they can do. And that's what kills me, is if the Steelers get in over the Titans for beating the Bengals and those kind of teams, it's going to hurt my heart. Like, it's really going to hurt my heart that you have to play Houston, New Orleans, Houston, and they get, you know. Now, I know that Buffalo's not terrible, and they get Baltimore. But Baltimore's going to rest everybody, and that's why the Patriots needed to win yesterday so that Baltimore would have to win to get the first seed in that last game against the Steelers. But, you know, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better opportunity than you get the Texans two of the last three games, and the first one is at home. And I think you'd rather have the first one at home than the second one. Now, if they're all tied going into that last game, then I would say that we'd want the second one at home. But right now, you want to get the edge heading into the last 2 weeks. Chad is up next on the Titans. Thank you for calling. What's up, Chad?
Hey, guys. Well, I'm a Cowboys fan, and I grew up an Oilers fan, but I was kind of in between games watching every year once in a while. But I flipped to the Titans about three times. The three plays I saw, and I wish I would have watched the whole game because it sounds like it was amazing. I saw the play where Tannehill got the tip interception. He gets blocked out of the screen on TV, and I'm like, well, he gave up on the play. And then all of a sudden, boom, just comes out of the left, hits that guy perfectly. Second play I see, they go for the touchdown. Then the penalty gets called. They get backed up on a third and long. And I'm like, oh, I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm used to seeing this. They're about to kick a field goal. Then all of a sudden, boom, he hits AJ on the slant. And not only does he get the first down, he fights in for the touchdown. I was like, wow, that's amazing. But I got to tell you guys, the most amazing play that I saw yesterday in the Titans game was the third play I clicked in on. It was a third and long to a guy named Blassingame. That dude jumped up. He was wrapped up in the air on a third and long. Never heard of the guy. He catches the ball somehow and comes down with it, and the ball didn't even move. It's just stuck right there in his hands. They get up and run down the field like ain't no problem. He ain't celebrating. He act like he's been making that catch his whole career. And I was like, who is this guy? Like, where did he come from?
So, man, I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you on all of that. Thank you for your call. I'll say this, and maybe I'm the only one who thinks this. The Jonnu Smith touchdown catch was a great catch.
That was a good catch.
I mean, that was a big time play by Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, he threw it a little bit late.
I'm watching Blassingame out there. Play. I'm like, John Robinson. Now, I mean, I remember Blassingame from Vanderbilt. You know, they had little Ralph Webb, and then they'd bring in the big guy, Blassingame. I remember him fine. Never looked at him and thought, you know what? He's going to be a good NFL fullback. Never thought that. John Robinson signs him off the Vikings practice squad.
He's got great hands.
He's a great player for what they're asking him to do. He's in on special teams. He's blocking for Derrick Henry. Who, by the way, Derrick Henry is much better in blitz pickup over the course of the season this year, which is a storyline that's not getting discussed enough. But Blassingame he made a couple big-time plays yesterday for the Titans. And Vrabel said today that he was more impressed with Blassingame's blocking than he was with the way that he caught the ball. Now, usually that's like Vrabel talk for, well, you guys are all going to talk about this, so I'm going to highlight what I want to talk about. So, you know, that's the way that Vrabel does things like that. But, I mean, I'm with the caller. Blassingame, that was an impressive play. And the slant throw to AJ was a great throw. Perfect. Like, Tannehill knows exactly how much zip to put on the football. Like, he knows when he has to just zing it in there, and it's got to be a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. And then he knows when he's got to put touch on it, and he just... He's a great quarterback. At least for these last seven games, he has been a great quarterback. Now, Is the magic fairy dust on Tannehill going to run out at some point? I don't know. Because you and I both know that when they traded for this guy, we didn't think he was anything like this.
Well, I don't think anybody did.
No, you don't get a guy for his fourth round pick that's this.
To everybody. And glad, you know. And this is why a guy like Marcus, he sees all this and he says, hey, same thing can happen for me.
If you own the Dolphins.
I can go someplace and you know, be a backup and work my way into a starting role. And after sitting out and watching Tannehill and watching the things that are going on, maybe I can do things a lot better.
If you own the Dolphins, do you have to be sick to your stomach watching Tannehill play right now?
I never looked at it that way. If he's not playing good for us, I don't care what he does anyplace else.
No, but it's because of that boneheaded coach you put him with.
Whatever the reason. I mean, if he's not...
Brian Flores is coaching his butt off in Miami right
now. If he's not performing for you, then, you know, let him go someplace else.
I had a friend... I threw away an entire season to try to get a franchise quarterback. I had a franchise quarterback, but my boneheaded coach, who doesn't even like Le'Veon Bell, cannot... Oh, my... I'd be sick to my stomach. And if I'm the Jets, I'd fire Gase. Tannehill is all I've seen... to decide that it's time to fire Adam Gase, because goodness gracious, no one ever thought this guy was that way in Miami. Back to the phones next, and I promise we will get to what Gruden said about the Titans offense, because it's very telling. Plus, we got all the VIP callers all lined up. Do not miss the pregame show. That's right. We got our coverage for Titans-Texans starting at 7 a.m. on Sunday, 7 to 9:30 for the kickoff, followed by the pregame show featuring Jared and the GM and Chris Sanders live from the George Jones downtown on 2nd Avenue this Sunday, 9:30 to 11:30, prior to the Titans and the Texans. The pregame show brought to you by Wholesaling, powered by RumbleOn.com, Kubota Tractors, your Middle Tennessee Kubota dealers, and Boom Boss Crafts Pizza and Tap House. Hope to see everybody there at the pregame show on Sunday. Titans Monday. Jared and the GM. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Well, it is. And it's a system that Arthur Smith is running. He's had to make some adjustments as they go to the end zone.
And that's caught in the end zone by Jonnu Smith for the touchdown. 17 yards.
Jonnu Smith was actually lined up to the right side in the bunch formation, and he sneaks along the line of scrimmage and runs that wheel route on the backside as Tannehill is going one direction and fires it, falling backwards. Jonnu Smith jumping up with Tahir Whitehead in tight coverage, brings it in for the touchdown.
Yeah, it was a big day. You know, I'm really proud of the guys. I think there's, like I've said multiple times, a lot of belief that no matter who's in there, we have a lot of belief in each other, and guys are making plays. You know, you see Pru in the end zone making a tough, contested one-handed catch there with the guy all over him. Kari, you know, a couple big plays for us there on a slide in the second half, and then in the first half, you know, guy all over him and makes a catch high in tight coverage. So, you know, the more we can get everyone involved like that, it's only going to help.
If you're John Robinson, how excited are you by the fact that it is literally every single offensive guy that you've drafted or signed who is making an impact?
Well, I mean, that's part of it. But the truth is, I mean, it's just really, really unusual to have literally everybody going on the field making plays. I mean, that's, you know, that is just unheard of. That's why people get so hung up with, you know, I lost my star player, my best receiver, whatever it is out. He's not going to play. You know, woe is me. What am I going to do? Well, that's, you know, brings back the next man up concept.
Throw it to Raymond.
Works pretty well.
And I think that's another sign of Tannehill. That is another sign of Tannehill, and what he's doing is the fact that he's making everybody into a player, with the most notable exception of Corey Davis, which we'll get to at some point throughout the week. But Gruden was asked about the Titans offense after the game, and I thought Gruden said the Titans offense has been clicking. Now, let's not forget that they've been getting defensive and special team scores, which certainly help elevate the point totals, where we look at it, wow, 42 points. Well, one of those was a defensive touchdown. But Gruden said, what I believe is the biggest problem with the Titans offense is it's almost impossible to defend them. This is what Gruden said after the game.
They do an excellent job handing the ball to that beast. I mean, he is a great back. And, you know, once you get yourself into an eight-man front, you try to stop the run. Tannehill recognizes it and made some pinpoint audibles and throws, and they made plays. And, you know, they're proving to be a all-around hard to deal with offense. They've shown it on tape, and they, again, put an exclamation point on it here today.
What do you think about what Gruden says there? Because I think it's so true. Even on the A.J. Brown 91-yard touchdown, you see Tannehill makes a change at the line of scrimmage or does something or yells something. And I wonder if Tannehill checked out of that play and said, hey, I see the coverage I want. Let's go deep with it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a nine-man front. There was nobody back there. So exactly right. And that, and this is what's so amazing, because it's not that difficult. And they did not do a good job of, you know, most of the time, if you're going to do those kinds of things, you have the ability to get out of them if you see the quarterback audibling and he knows what's going on and all that kind of stuff. And they didn't get out. You know, they just hung in there. And of course, Tannehill and Brown creased him. So, but that was a great audible on his part.
Let's go to your phones. Again, the VIP callers have lined up. Cedric is going to kick us off this segment. Go ahead, Cedric.
I've got the Midas touch. Bing! Everything I touch turns to gold. That's a song from the 80s by Midnight Star, and that's what y'all need to play every time y'all come back from commercial about Ryan Tannehill. Let me tell you what you don't have. You don't have Kent anymore. You don't have anybody talking about the wide receivers can't get separation. Not with Tannehill out there. Those guys are running wide. I ain't going to say wide open, but you got a quarterback now that can get them the ball. You don't hear the special teams coach can't coach. No, we're blocking punts and kicks and taking it to the house because my boy got the Midas touch. You don't hear Arthur Smith can't call plays. Why? Because he's got a better quarterback who's getting involved with the game plan and saying, this is how we attack those guys.
Cedric, I cannot disagree with what you're saying there. I mean, the truth is every single person who these fans and us and everybody have complained about for the last 3 or 4 years or whatever it's been, every single person's playing better. Thank you for the call, Cedric. Every single person's playing better since he took over at quarterback. That's the one thing that changed with every. We could. Jonnu Smith was screwing everything up. Now Jonnu is the new Gronk. You know, these receivers. Are these receivers any good? I don't know if these receivers are any good. Nope, they're all good. Like, what? Tajay Sharpe yesterday made a bunch of big catches. They took a fullback off the Vikings practice squad, and he's making big plays. The special teams are making plays. The defense is making plays. This guy has been contagious. This guy, Tannehill, I can't explain it. I don't know. Have you ever been with a team where one guy has come in and just done this to an entire team? This is like what Peyton Manning does when he goes to organizations. He's not Peyton Manning, but the effect is like Peyton Manning or something. I don't know. I can't explain it. I cannot explain it. Have you ever seen something like this with one of your teams when you were coaching?
What is it I'm trying to find?
Where one guy comes in and literally makes every single player better.
It's not one guy. I mean, I know we'd like to think that. And I'm not taking anything away from Tannehill. I'm not, but I mean, we're going to have him in the White House here pretty quick.
Do you think, hey, the way he's winning games, you may end up there.
It's
probably
just,
not, but maybe.
Yeah, just like I said, I think the, you know, these next three games, we'll see.
I mean, it's December 9th, and you're in first place.
Test.
You're tied for first place on December 9th because of this guy. And I know you want to see the Texans, but I'll go into the Texan game saying, you know what, I trust my guy. I trust this guy. AG is up next. Go ahead, AG.
Oh, can I be addressed by my proper title? President of the John Robinson fan club. And hey, but I was wondering why every year it's like we knew we were gonna be Miami, but Miami always gave us problems. It was Tannehill. But yeah though, but I gotta speak up for my boy J Rob again though, man. The product that he is putting on this field is just, man, it's just excellent, man. And then you can sit down and watch my mama and grandmama can sit down and watch the Titans because it's just a good product. It's fun to watch. That's all I got.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks, AG.
I mean, I don't disagree with anything he's saying right now. I mean, this team, we've always talked about, and I know that, you know, we'll get to this, and Vrabel and Derrick Henry and the team is already starting to, you know, kind of try to put a bug in the fans' ear to say, hey, get out to the game Sunday. Like, that they feel like they've earned a packed house and all of that. I do feel like the fans are jumping on board with this team. This team is jump on boardable. And I think they're jumping on board. And you want to know why I think they're jumping on board?
I mean, I think we know why, don't we?
Why?
Because they're winning.
And?
They're winning.
And?
That's all that matters. And, they're winning.
And why is this fan base finally jumping on board with this team, does it feel like?
Other than winning?
Yes.
What else is there?
I'm not sure.
The quarterback! Oh. The quarterback! I'm telling you, this quarterback is like, if he didn't play in Miami, and I'll be honest with you, I may have watched like four of his career starts in Miami. Whatever. If this guy didn't play in Miami and this guy was just a street free agent that was signed and had never played football before in his life and did this, I don't know how I could even watch this with any thought of him not being this superstar. But that's what he's become. Tannehill is the man. Tyreekus is up next. Go ahead, Tyreekus.
Man, what's so crazy? The second caller took the words right out of my mouth, man. I remember for years we used to always hear, well, he don't have any wide receivers. These guys don't create separate. And it's like for years. And you get Ryan Tannehill makes every wide receiver around him better, man. And I just was thinking about that, man. And when it comes to the contract situation, man, I mean, I really want to re-sign Derrick Henry, man. But Tannehill is more important, but at the same time, the offense goes through Derrick Henry, man. And you got to ask yourself, will Tannehill have the same kind of season he have if Derrick Henry is not on the team next year, man? So, but, you know, yin and yay. But I'm going to hang up and listen.
I think there's no shot. Thank you for the call. I don't think there's any shot that Derrick Henry or that Tannehill has the kind of season without Derrick Henry. I mean, oh, Derrick Henry
not, this
is.
This is all, let me say this.
The I mean, one, you heard Gruden say it right there.
The one area that nobody has even talked about is the offensive line.
No sacks.
Offensive line is playing 10 times better than they were playing a couple of weeks ago. Why? Well, geez, let's think about it. We got an all-pro tackle back, and we got a rookie guard that had 3 days of practice that now has actually had 5, 6, 7 weeks of game. And maybe they got a chance to be pretty decent. I mean, no sacks yesterday, you know, rush for another 100 yards in a half or whatever it was. So, you know, we're not getting Taylor Lewan, you know, in fights or bunch of penalties or, you know, they're coming together a little bit.
Although I will say this, they gave up 6 sacks last week. I mean, I know that they didn't give up a sack yesterday. And we will get into this about how pathetic Oakland is, but I mean they gave up. I'm not ready to, now. The offensive line is playing much better, and I believe that the problem is that they're a good run blocking offensive line. They're just not a great pass blocking offensive line, which usually fans don't ever like dissect it to that level. It's usually, is your offensive line good? Yes or no. They're a good run blocking offensive line. They're not a good pass blocking offensive line. But at the same time, to your point, there were a couple of those runs where Lewan and Saffold were just killing folks out there. And at that point, once Henry gets past the big guys, the little guys have an awful hard time bringing him down. And he just kind of glides off of them. They're like flies that fly onto his leg and just kind of flicks them off. I mean, I really think that if Henry hadn't gotten hurt or whatever it was yesterday, Henry could have had 150 yards rushing, but you could tell he was just not the same for whatever reason. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. More of your phones, plus we'll get to your texts as well. And I got a weird feeling about this Titan team that I wonder if Floyd agrees with me or not. We will discuss next. It's Jared and the GM. We're right here on a Titans Monday. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.